Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone, and I too add my welcome to the delegation. I commend the State Party on the National Strategy for Equality and Non-Discrimination, in which balanced gender representation in decision-making is a focus, including tangible quotas for boards of public companies, electoral lists, members of councils and civil servants. And the committee is interested in the progress of all these areas. Like my colleague, Anna Pelaez, I congratulate the State Party on equal gender representation in the ministry. In fact, Head of Delegation, you put it perfectly yesterday. You said that equal representation, I believe, was a prerequisite for democracy. But in spite of this equal representation in the ministry, only 36.5% of members of parliament are women in the new office. And I understand that this is below the numbers in 2019, and indeed it is below that 40% threshold. Having said that, you were very patient yesterday to explain to the committee how that threshold actually works. But it does suggest that the State Party has gone backwards, and I'd like to know what the State Party is doing to rectify this and what are the reasons for this. I do acknowledge the increase in public funding for actions under the National Strategy to enhance the political and civil participation of women and girls. I'd like to know what women's projects have received support, the amount of support, and what the results are, please. NGO reports have also indicated a high level of support for male politicians and a lack of substantial connections, networks, and support for women in politics. Will the State Party consider introducing enhanced mechanisms to increase the support for women elected in your country? Has the State Party adopted measures to prevent political harassment for women in decision-making positions? Are there any specific quotas under consideration or other ideas to enhance the participation of women with disabilities in decision-making roles in the private and public sector? I also commend the State Party on the introduction of Law 62 of 2017, Law 1 of 2019, and Law 26 of 2019, which established gender quotas in decision-making, including in the private sector. I'm wondering if quotas have been met in these respective fields. I also note that men are employed in decision-making or positions of leadership at double the rate of women. What mechanisms are in place to enhance the number of women in the private and public sectors? In relation to diplomacy, only 26.9% of diplomats are women, and I ask the State Party, what are you doing to ensure greater representation of women in the Foreign Service and in international and in regional organisations? And finally, Madam Head of Delegation, I know that you've touched on the issue of quotas, but I want to ask specifically, will the State Party consider introducing a gender-based zipper system for electoral lists and ensure that not 40%, but 50% of electoral lists contain women or indeed are headed by women?